We live?
We are live!
Why are you shouting?
What was that intro?
That Jesus. Sucked.
I am the land of the world. No.
Hello!
I'm Ms. Doubtfire with...
Shut the fuck up! Hello! Welcome to the podcast.
What the fuck, dude? Your family must live in fear.
Daddy knows what's up. He's the boss.
My family doesn't talk to me the way you fuckers do.
Fuck.
Wow.
They respect me.
They know what happened.
They respect me.
I did sense a Mrs. Doubtfire tinge there, Rocco. You're right.
Hello!
Hello,
my dear!
Yeah, you said that like you're somebody with something to hide.
I have so much to hide.
I've been trying to get the fucking tweet out about this live show.
Well, then we're not
for like 5 minutes.
Watch your language.
Look at this.
Twitter.
Guys.
Tweet is not loading right now. I'm sorry, Twitter. Am I all this text?
People
is really
are going to Twitter
right now.
We're live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and
are
we're
they
not
live?
Even,
no,
are, who knows? Who's to say we even are live?
Is it the year honestly of Luigi still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's your language?
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Guys. Tweet is
everything
not loading.
Stop!
This is, we were taking the Lord's name in vain earlier.
Okay.
We're back.
Luigi got his own year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Metroid 30th anniversary came. Not a mention. Nothing.
That's,
and then wasn't, I think there was some other anniversary too.
Nintendo just can't hijack Chinese New Year all the time for their characters.
Samus got snubbed.
I'm surprised they got away with the whole year of Luigi. That's is Luigi the most important fictional character? Does he deserve a whole year?
I think
do we need 300,
no Mario game
365
yes
days to reflect on how great Luigi
they
is?
They looked at the calendar of releases. Like, we don't have shit coming out. We got to make Luigi something like cool because we don't have nothing else.
They honored him, though.
Luigi sexy.
He was, he's always been, you know, behind the spotlight forever, and now he got his own year. I think it was well-earned.
Who is the sexiest Nintendo character? Just Nintendo, not video game character.
Link.
Nintendo. Link? Luigi?
Gandalf. Hello.
Gandalf.
Tall, Gandalf.
Tall, dark, handsome.
I think Gandalf. You're confused.
That bad boy?
That is not Nintendo.
All right, then second choice, Ganondorf.
Okay, there we are.
I gotta go Zero Suit Samus.
No dry bones?
Yeah, you would say that.
Of course you would
this
say
guy,
that.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
nobody
the,
else.
The blonde
that
girl, big booby, white
skin
tied girl.
Skin tied
scantily clad with stilettos. That is such a bullshit fantasy of a woman. Okay, you should have picked Bowser.
Yeah, check out my
you should
have
picked
Rocco.
Female Bowser because that would have reflected appreciation for cool personality.
You should have picked male Bowser.
Yeah, why not? Instead, you just picked hot blonde, typical. That is such a typical
dry
answer.
Bones Bowser, even, I'd give you.
Get obscure. Just... Throw an obscure answer out there.
Okay.
Regular Samus.
Regular Samus or Princess Zelda.
He's into power. He's attracted to power.
I'm sticking with my choice of Ganondorf. Somehow he pulls off black skin, red hair.
Yeah.
He's the only character I know who looks good with that combination, that color complexion combination.
I disagree. I'm going with your original pick of Gandalf.
Gandalf?
Yeah,
pretty
Gandalf's
good
pretty good.
The gray or the white?
The white.
I wanted
the white
to go with Gandalf, and everybody's like, ooh, that's not a Nintendo character. All right, there's a Lord of the Rings game on Nintendo.
Oh,
okay. I think it should count.
Oh, what well, then I say the Wave Race pilot.
Yeah.
I say the Wave Race though.
There was
there were some hot girls in Pilot Wings.
In Wave Race, we always
play
that game. There was like three characters that were normal, and there was this one guy who was like really large.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was an interesting choice. There's four characters, but one was a big guy.
Hmm.
Why'd they do that?
What, big guys like to have fun too.
I know, but I'm just saying
big
like,
guys have tons of fun sometimes.
Yeah. It was just a weird choice.
You know, I'm gonna change mine. Yeah. Sexiest Nintendo character. the me that I created.
Yeah.
Of, you know, in my, I created him in my own image.
I'm going to change mine too.
Yeah.
Sexiest Nintendo character, Ninetales from Pokemon. Because that thing is always showing off its nine tails. Like, ooh, look at my rear end. Look how many tails I have.
Nine arrows pointing to...
And you know what? After a while, the subliminality of it all gets to you. I see what Nintendo's trying to do. Kudos.
It all points to...
You know, people. Some people in the chat seem upset with whatever you said about large people, and I wanted to comment on it,
but
I didn't hear any of it. I was still trying to think of other hot Nintendo characters. So I don't know what he said.
My point is...
I really didn't.
It's like a sports game. And, like, usually they have athletes...
What was the sports game?
Wave race.
Oh, it was wave race. Yeah. Why can't there be a big dude?
No, they can be. I'm just saying, like, normally if you see a wave race, a jet ski competition, they all have the same build because that's the same, like, sport.
Right. They're like, aerodynamic.
You're
or
right. That's what I'm saying. So typical.
Like, if you watch a marathon, they all look, have the same body type if they're in a marathon because they have all
They're trained for it.
That's my point. Not that
if a big guy's in a marathon, Sean's going to discriminate against him.
I'm not. I'm saying, like,
the developer was discriminating.
Why can't there be a fat Olympian?
Exactly. You can be any body type.
Usain Bolt be fat?
My point is, if you look at the sprinters, their body types are all the same because that is what their body is trained for.
Because discrimination.
You're
so
realist.
Typical.
Why not? No
discrimination.
No woman,
exactly. How come you can't go to five girls and get a burger?
Just saying.
You're realist, Sean. I get it.
Why can't Michael Phelps be fat? Because pressure.
In off season,
because people like Sean,
bigger people
won't let him.
Can be athletic. I'm just saying that you know you wouldn't see like whatever.
I'm athletic.
Doesn't matter.
You ever see sumo, Sean?
I do see sumo.
Open a book.
Yeah,
okay. Sumo.
Good
book.
Luck being a sumo.
But that's my thing. Is like if you see like a marathon runner in a sumo competition, it doesn't add up. It's a little weird.
Tweet at Sean. Let him know what a Let him know what a twiggy is.
Yeah,
you know what? Sean is just so skinny.
Hashtag twig.
This is like deep-seated resentment and hatred.
I have no resentment for anyone.
Yeah.
Hashtag twig. Sorry, Sean, but they're coming your way now.
Who's coming my way?
The disses. Shaming.
I get the disses and shaming all the time, people.
Anyways, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. We have a new intro now, so we don't even need to introduce ourselves.
because the intro
does it for
us.
Yeah, I love
the names are there.
Thank you.
I want to clarify that Derek made that because I got a lot of compliments over the weekend that I made that.
Oh, I got a lot.
I had to tell people, no, that was not me. That was
all
Derek.
We're a group here.
We
are.
Nice. We are.
We make everything as a team.
Well, if you like that opening, I don't want to take the spotlight here, but I edited some segment intros. You'll see later too, and so people at home can compare who kind of did the better job.
Cool. Oh.
Who's like the cooler editor of the group? You know, you'll probably know. Sean edits the podcast itself, so you might also see some techniques in there.
Okay.
And Eric edits live, so you can you're going to be able to compare a lot of people.
Someone's being left.
Garrett's out.
I'm having a hard time today, though.
Left out to dry
because you got hung out to dry, right?
Kevin
fucked us. Kevin went to PAX South.
Can you believe this
guy with Frank to have a good old time?
Yep.
And who's on camera right now?
Nobody.
Exactly. That
didn't
guy.
Didn't even cover his ass.
That guy is eating fucking lobster and setting two free for every one he eats in his Texas hotel.
Diva.
He's setting two lobsters free in his Texas hotel.
That's a lot of lobster cost.
Yeah, throws it back in the sea.
Dude, I was at Costco today, and they had three lobster tails on sale for $193.
Yeah, Costco's freezer section
that's
has got like
fucking nuts.
Gigantic shrimp and lobster.
They have
and it's expensive.
Crab. They have the whole crab for like $300. Like, Jesus Christ.
Ain't nobody in the 99% going to Costco, I guess.
God damn.
Nope.
I guess that's rich person store now. That's we're going to have to be shopping at Big Lots for our deals.
Yep.
Bullshit. Where do we
You ever been to a Big Lots?
I love Big Lots.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while, but it's fun. You can get some good deals there.
It used to be called Pick and Save.
Yeah, grandma.
And that was what my dad affectionately called Pick and Steal.
Pick and Steal?
You can steal from Big Lots. It's so cheap. What are they going to?
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't even miss out
on
much.
You know your spices, like your McCormick spices for the kitchen?
Yeah.
You don't buy those at the grocery store for like $6?
You don't?
No. Get them at Pick and Save.
For free. Like,
free. Well,
I didn't know that. I should go there.
But like really like $2.
Huh.
Yeah, Big Lots
Pick and
is
Save.
Nice.
Yeah, Big Lots, Pick and Save. Everything there basically costs $1. But screw that. You know what? Spend your dollar on something that's worth it.
Where?
What's that?
Sign up for the Mega 64 Patreon.
Oh.
For just $1, you get access to our bonus show, Friend Dimension.
Yeah.
Which we had a very special episode come out this week.
Well, I don't know if it's out.
Oh, really? Tuesday arrives.
Yeah. But any moment now, it's honestly, I had issues with YouTube. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, I can't imagine.
Well, they haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Let's hype it up because it is a very special edition.
Awesome. Yeah.
Y'all are going to love this.
Yes.
Resident Evil 7.
Oh, my God.
We are tackling it.
We played it. It's scary. I got personally scared. I was screaming like a little.
And we didn't even do VR in pants.
Like a wuss.
No, we did not do VR.
Oh, no.
I'll say it. No, we were too scared for VR.
No, I can't do it. Garrett.
Plus, it's a group session, so.
Yeah, I get that.
We might as well. We're jumping around here a little bit. I realize that. But we might as well talk about the game a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Because this is actually rare territory again where we've all played it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we all have something to say about it. When I initially saw it, when they initially announced it, I was like, awesome, they're doing something different, and it looks creepy. Great. Then all the stuff came out about it, and we got close to the release date. I was honestly like, I don't know if I'm going to play this. This looks horrifying, whatever.
They remember.
And
you were very vocal about it.
Yeah, and I watched people play it, and I thought, this is too stressful to be fun. I have no desire to play this at all. And then what happened is I watched my brother play it, and I was like, you're making this look really fun. And then I realized, I watched everyone play it in VR. My brother is playing it on a new 4K TV. Awesome. It's got HDR. You see all the detail. He's got it's a wide field of view. And it was scary as hell, but he was conquering it. You know, it was like, okay, I'm going in here. All right. They're going to throw some kind of creature at me. I know they are. Boom. There it is. Okay. Okay. Get down. Okay. Oh, all right. Let's go. It was actually fun being with my brother going through it. And I realized this is still one of the scariest games I've ever seen. But with VR, it's just too much too soon. With VR, it's like, where am I? Where? Oh, that's it. Okay, where am I? It's like getting your bearings in addition to all the scary shit. So for me, that's something maybe I'll try someday if I beat the game and I know where everything is. Uh-huh. But playing it normal, now it's like, okay, it's worth enduring the shit, the scary shit.
Right.
There is a really satisfying adventure here. Is how where I'm at with it. Some freaks will want to play VR right away because of that. It really cuts you off.
Freaks.
Yeah, and it's it's great.
VR?
It's I say that affectionately.
Are you excited for VR?
Well, you said you're a freak.
Am I excited? I'm only
that's
playing,
how he's playing
in
it.
VR.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I love it.
Is it so it's too much for Rocco for VR, but is it
but Garrett is a fan of that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
so it's great.
I don't really have
I'm not talking shit on the VR.
No, of course not. Here's the thing. It does not look as good in VR as it does the way you're playing.
And that's what I was surprised by, too. Because we started that
it's
game.
Beautiful.
And Sean was outside,
TV
and it was like, wow, the graphics are really good in this game.
It blew me away.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to beat it and go back and do it a second time, playing it through a first-person perspective.
How far are you?
I have done, like, 2 bosses. Found like the second big key that you need.
Okay,
I'm not even sure how far that is. In comparison,
I mean,
to where
I've explored like multiple, like 3-4 houses now, like different complexes.
You're,
okay,
so you're like far, Resident Evil is like your favorite franchise.
Yeah, Resident Evil, Metal Gear.
How does this stack up? Because it's very
different. How do you think?
So,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I was with you. I wanted something new.
Yeah.
To breathe new life into this franchise that has been totally sucked dry like a, you know, vampire.
Yeah.
It is so different and so unique and yet has all of those elements of the first game and being really frightened because you don't know what to expect around that next corner.
Yeah.
And literally, like, sneaking around and, like, sticking my head around corners to look and see. Because at times, it's like being in a madhouse where you're having to play hide and go seek.
Right. No, I agree with you.
And then at other times, it's really like, okay, I know there's some enemies I got to fight here. I got to get tactical and go fucking for headshots because I'm running out of ammo. Yeah. And it feels like that original Resident Evil where I'm running out of ammo. I've got to combine shit. Everything is combining and crafting, which is...
You love that.
It's an element that, kind of like... wasn't in the first Resident Evil, but was in other ones. It's got a little touch of everything from the best series, And whoever wrote it is like the biggest Evil Dead fan.
Dude, that's what I was going to say. I feel like not only that, but there are so many horror movie homages.
Dude, there are straight up like
nods. It is like Evil Dead all over the game. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I feel like a couple other classic horror movies.
Sure. Friday the 13th, at one point.
Yeah, like we were playing this point where a character just comes smashing through a wall.
Yeah, that's at the beginning. So
it's at the beginning. And I felt like that was very much like Jason in Friday the 13th. And then there's like a cannibal family, and the way that shot is framed is like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the dinner scene.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and like, you know, kind of like the evil, exactly, the evil girlfriend in the basement and all the stuff that happens to the main character. That's very like Evil Dead.
Well, in the very beginning, hand gets cut off.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and like chainsaw wielding and like, it's there's a point where you're fighting one of the bosses. He gets a chainsaw weapon and says groovy. Like, dialogue.
Wow.
Which was...
That's pretty on the nose.
Yeah, right on the fucking nose. Yeah. So, like, I had made these correlations before I got to that point, but then it was, like, really, like, wow. They were huge Evil Dead fans, I think, going into this.
When we... Check out, we played it on Friend Dimension. It's not up yet, but it will be up soon. Mm-hmm. We talked about kind of the difference between scary video games and scary movies. And I personally think video games are scarier than movies.
Yeah.
Personally. But then I was thinking about it. I think video games are just inherently scarier than movies because you're in control and they're a little bit more immersive. And then this being the first virtual reality, big mainstream immersive horror thing, I'll make a controversial statement. This might be the scariest work of art ever created.
I think I'm with you on that.
In the history of mankind. Just in the essence of we had stories, and then we had movies, and then we had video games, and like as the new technology comes out, the others kind of get a little bit stale, and this is so cutting edge.
You're in
and
the video game.
So frightening and so like anxiety ridden.
Yeah.
I hurt my neck reacting to like something that scared me in the game.
I think it might be the scariest thing ever made. Frankly.
Really? It rattled the fucking, you know. Here's the thing, like I go in and I sit down, I can do about 2 hours, and then I start to kind of get not real nauseous. I could see myself getting there, but I start to get hot and I start to get like, I want a break, but I don't sit and play video games for more than like 2 hours at once anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is 2 hours without because you're not taking drinks or snacking or anything while you're playing VR. I got headsets on. I wear over the ear headphones. I'm in a swivel chair. I feel like I'm putting on Lawnmower Man equipment.
It is like a super immersive mashup of all the classic horror movies of the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool experience.
But not in a way that it's like tacky. I don't think. It's like, no, I'm fine with all of it.
Yeah. I was going to say too, it is real. When I was playing it with my brother, I have a lot more, like playing this by myself is still stressful. To a point beyond where I normally like it. But you do, when you're playing it on a console, just on a TV, you do get into a groove of like, I know what to expect. Let's fucking do this. However, I will say, I've had more fun playing with other people. We are playing it kind of together.
Right.
And it's fun having a group of people going, oh, you know what's coming next. Yeah. Get this ready. And everyone kind of psyching each other up about it. I do have a little more fun. Not that it's bad single player at all by yourself, but the camaraderie makes it fun. And when I played with my brother and he was done with some, there was a part that was very terrifying. He looked at me and he was just like, that is survival horror.
Mm-hmm.
It does not forego one for the other. And that's what's great about this game is it is horror, but I see people talking about like Outlast. It's kind of like a combination
like
of Outlast. No, fuck Outlast.
I did not.
Because
like
Outlast was, you can't do anything. You're in this ugly ass hallway and things jump in your face every 30 seconds. And I feel like that comparison is not appropriate at all. It is survival horror in the sense that both get equal opportunity. Horror is, it's all around you, but survival is there. You start to learn its tricks and you get fucking ready for it, you know? Right. And that's why I think it's great.
It really does, once that game ramps up, it is Resident Evil and you are shooting shit and killing shit.
Yeah.
I thought your description of hide and seek with a House of Maniacs was perfect.
Yeah. And at times it is like that because they know when to stick that mode in front of you. Like you get a key and then you know where you have to go use it.
Yeah.
But there's these crazy family members on patrol and you don't want to come into contact with them. So then it gets very like Metal Gear, kind of crouching and sneaking around walls.
That's the thing about VR that I wish that we had in the game, because you can look around the corner, yeah, whereas and you
that,
can game.
That does surprise me that that mechanic.
And dodge.
Because yeah, people I know playing in VR have used that so much, that peering around the, like, you can literally physically, yeah, go like that, and the fact there isn't a mechanic like that in the regular game,
it feels so satisfying. And then dodging enemy attack is really, really efficient too. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes if I'm not running fast enough, and I know a guy's coming behind me and swinging,
fuck that,
I'll quick turn and lean forward, and I don't get hit.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a parry that is kind of like a guard that you use really efficiently that hasn't been in Resident Evil before, but it works in this mode. There's enough new stuff to make it a brand new and awesome. Like, obviously, the VR is a brand new breath of fresh air, but yeah, it has all the old tropes of, like, puzzle solving and item finding,
so,
and combining.
You haven't beaten it yet?
No. Well, I would say I'm, like, 5 hours in, 6 hours in.
How does it stack up against all the others? Favorite Resident Evil? Second favorite?
No, the original Resident Evil will still always be, and maybe the remake, the GameCube remake.
Sure.
Would be like my favorite Resident Evil, just because that's the story.
Is
of
this
the first
is
one.
This like up there, like top five or lower end?
This we'll see when I get to play it a second run with the first person instead of the VR mode. But I mean, is really cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, once again, if you want to see us play it and get our reactions for the very first time, check out what's gonna be the latest episode of Friend Dimension.
Yeah.
Where we play Resident Evil 7.
Yes.
Also, you want to talk about
our
archive channel?
We had some stuff go up this week on, you know, we have all kinds of stuff in the works. Let me just say, first of all, in terms of videos or other things, you know, we're always working on something. So stay tuned. You're always going to hear about some other big kind of production on the way. But obviously, one thing that was going on is, you guys know, there was the MLK stream, what happened. It was a week and a day or two that it lasted.
Yeah, it just keeps bursting the barriers.
Vanished into thin air.
Mm. And can't be contained.
And if you don't know what the stream is, I'm not going to explain it. However,
you missed it.
What, you know, we have our main YouTube channel and we have our archives channel. YouTube.com/ Mega64Archives. And we will be trickling out over the coming days. We have a little MLK playlist.
Oh, nice.
And just keep an eye on it over the coming days. All right. Little by little, little highlights from that week start showing up in that playlist. There's already a handful.
What was your favorite moment of the MLK week this year?
This year, I have to say, you know, random discussions that broke out. There was one where we talked about, like, movie, like, we would just, Kevin and I were just, we would just be around, like, hey, do you want to go live? Yeah, what should we talk about? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Favorite after credit movie zinger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then we went on and just, what's the best thing after the credits in a movie? Well, I liked when Howard the Duck did this. Oh, well, I liked Ferris Bueller. Okay, like, why talk about that? But there was one where we talked about assholes at movie theaters. Like, who's the biggest asshole that's ever been in a movie theater? And that led to, like, that went, like, Jackass 2.5 hours. Too. Like, we just talked that long about that. But then it turned into, like, being an asshole at high school and being an asshole. It turned into all these stories. So either...
meta.
So probably that or, yeah, I don't know.
I like the Gabe the Dog tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
I did.
Thank you.
Gabe the Dog lover.
I set that up, and then we just had a bunch of midis to play, so I was playing that. But I'm like, I hope this doesn't come off as, like, insensitive. I was being, like, legitimate, but it's like these Kiss My Rose midi playing underneath it. So I hope that comes across as
Gabe
sincere.
Gabe would have loved Kit Seal tribute.
Fun that I had was I did, like, 20 minutes, and Marcus answered relationship questions from callers and, like, gave them tips on boning. That was fun. I had fun doing that.
Good job.
Yeah, I had fun. It was late at night here, and I was working on something else, and I thought, well, I'll just go on for a minute. And then within 5 seconds, I made up a character. That's what I like to do. I like to do something where people go, what was just on? What was that? And I put on a lab coat. I was Dr. Scrape. I just made that name up. Dr. Scrape's Science Bible Monastery or something. And I just read, I had a book of Shakespeare. We have a Shakespeare book here. And I just read parts like they were passages from the Bible, or
that book
or some kind of science Bible that I made up. And so I had people call in and try to get
science
in.
Science Bible.
Yeah, it's like a different kind of Bible. Oh. It's like a mixture.
Drunk is starting a cult.
Mixture of aliens and the Bible.
Okay.
And,
sound familiar?
And so I had people call in and try to get into my organization. They all failed.
You're channeling his inner Hubbard.
There was all kinds of strange stuff. But anyway.
Cool.
So yeah. We streamed from a... I can't wait until Twitch adds...
Oh.
Supposedly, Twitch is adding streaming to their app.
I'm excited.
Where you could stream from anywhere from a mobile device.
That's good.
That is.
Because we actually, me, Kevin, and Brian periscoped from Denny's.
Yeah.
And we had like a podcast there, basically.
We used to do that back in the day.
Yeah. But... And people were bringing it up. That's why we did it.
Oh, that's great.
We haven't done that in a long time. We were already here.
Yeah.
So we just went. And it was great. But I wish that could be on Twitch. It's coming, though, once
they update the app.
At some point, yeah. I think it's in beta now or something like that. But anyway.
That'd be cool.
Hey, well, check all that out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mega64Archives,
yeah.
Right? Our second channel.
Yes.
All that stuff's going
on. Keep an eye on there. You know, Garrett's Poorly Played stream is still being uploaded there.
But more importantly, Dr. Scrape.
Yeah.
Reads out of the scientific Bible. The alt Bible.
Yeah.
Yakuza 0 is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been playing it, but you have.
I haven't opened mine yet.
You haven't even opened it.
No. Resident Evil first.
I had written off, and it's only in the recent days that I've been like, okay, all right, my brother's playing it. Well, I'll check it out. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, since you're the only one who's played it, what's your review of it?
Well, I want to say, I love that the Yakuza games are obscure. And it was always their relationship with coming out in the U.S. was always like, ooh, I don't know if it'll come out here. I don't know.
Right.
I love that not only are they, but physically they're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Physical copy.
Yes.
It's cheap. And it came with, I love presentation. Great presentation. I opened that thing up.
It had
a metal business card holder that is like, that had a, you know, dragon ingrained into it and stuff. It's like, that's really cool. And you know what? This is something you don't need to do. But what great presentation. I opened it up and it had... the main character's business card with all his info.
Wow.
And the second main character's business card with all his info. And then a card for female escorts. Like, one you would, like, get in Vegas.
Oh, almost. Las Vegas?
Oh, basically that.
Was there a phone number?
There wasn't, no. But if you have that card...
Don't take those to school.
They should have set up a Google phone number where you could call
Yeah.
And there's some recording, you know, of some girl in Japanese. Boy. Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Senpai.
Well, maybe they,
exactly.
Because I think, no, maybe they did. I don't know. I don't think there was a number.
I should be working for Yakuza.
Holder for your business cards?
Yeah.
So you could take it to trips with you and just use that.
And people will think he's
Yakuza. But you're making 64.
Yeah, we're going to go don't mess with this guy.
That's cool, dude.
This guy's connected.
But anyway, just little things like that goes a long way. And I know that Sega is learning that stuff from Atlus because I don't know if they bought Atlus or they're with them. But that's the kind of thing that is such, you know, goes a long way with
presentation.
People. Exactly. But anyway, it's great. I mean, the Yakuza games are, you know, I see a lot of people say like, oh, they kind of look the same. They kind of look, well, you know what? They are. They are an ongoing soap opera. But each game is better than the last. It's just, yeah, they keep coming out and they are similar to each other, but they improve each one. There's more crazy shit to do in each one.
So this is the best one ever.
Sure, to this point. But in Japan, now in Japan, there are a few ahead right now. There's two more. And the way I see it, I love all... I like playing the Yakuza games just because they're all fun. But I end up playing every other one. Because I find that, like, that's enough time. If I play each one, I start to get burned. But, like, this one is the first one on PS4. This one was a PS3 and 4 game.
Right.
So it was still straddling that line. But it's great. It's on the PS4. It's great. It's the best one yet. There's another one coming soon, and they've confirmed all these coming here, that's going to be a remake of, like, the original Yakuza game.
Oh, really? But in an updated...
But see, that one, I'll buy, maybe, but I don't know if I'll play it that much. Yakuza 6 is after that, and that's the first one that is, like, full-blown PS4 huge budget
maxed
game.
Out, yeah.
So it's like, that'll be the one to wait for, you know what I mean? So that's how that's kind of how I handle it. But right now, but this game is great. It's amazing.
I play like a third of every fourth one, probably. I never get
every
through.
Every 12 years, you get a full Yakuza experience.
Yeah, I never get that deep into them. But there are too many games to play, and like. I find myself, when I want to take a Resident Evil break, I'm going back to, like, Let It Die.
Is that a comment about his Luigi hat?
Well, I'm still in the year of Luigi, guys. I don't know. I can't.
He's a little behind. But what I like about this one a lot is this game is the perfect starting point if you've never played any. It is a prequel to everything. It is how it all began.
That's what I'm excited about.
And you anyone can jump in, and it's set, because it's so far back, it's set in 80s Japan, which makes it so great. It's got
that's cool.
It I'm is that it's that. Got that Shenmue vibe. It is that's like cool. a Shenmue.
Oh, you're selling
follow-up.
Me on. Yeah, I like Shenmue.
It's a funny. It has a bunch of Japanese wrestlers in
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay. There, yeah, you find like a wrestling circuit in it and stuff. Cool. It's great. So
that sounds cool.
Wait, yeah. The Japanese Yakuza wrestling Zero. Is mixed up with the Yakuza? You don't say.
Listen, we don't talk.
Is that what, is that real life?
Well, Eric's gonna wind up Garrett, dead now.
Now I'm fucking
it's
dead.
Amazing. It's amazing to me when I really think about like how popular these games that Sega makes in Japan.
Right.
Because like they're really talking a lot about how like business works within the real Yakuza in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You should.
You think they're connected?
Well, and I think too, it makes kids growing up probably kind of like look at that life now, as yeah. After playing those games, have been like, that's pretty cool.
Isn't,
to be
yeah, isn't and, true that Yakuza, and Yakuza does stuff like trying well, to get
can
kids.
I just pause on Garrett's yeah. note? I think, yes, people are going to play so much PlayStation and then they're finally going to be ready to take over the street.
Maybe,
and,
yeah.
As organized crime criminals.
I thought Rocco told me before that like Yakuza people go out and like give like kids money.
Yeah,
or whatever. Just
at
like,
street fairs,
they take care of the community.
It's going to be like, "Hey, we're cool. Here's $5 yeah. or whatever."
And, exactly. they have specifically commented. Rumor has it, if you ever see the guy who's created these games, the guy looks wild. Like this guy is a party animal.
Okay.
And they say he's talked with maybe Yakuza, yeah, or maybe had them involved. So but Yama they have confirmed, like Yakuza members have publicly
love
said
the game.
These games are great. Like,
but that gets their agenda across. What they want yeah. is kids to like their shit and think they're cool. Yeah. So this is doing that.
So
for
it's
them.
Like keep these guys around.
I mean, the games talk.
They need
about...
to get like the next generation of tough guys to fill out the ranks, and they know PlayStation 4. That's the way to find
gambling,
them.
Yeah. But what's, girls.
What's great about that's these right. games though is they get real Japanese actors. They scan them and have them perform. Mm-hmm. And so when you get these cutscenes, it's not just not everyone looks like you know. Really well-designed Japanese character.
Right.
No, they're scarred, fucking beat-up Japanese dudes with smoking a cigarette, just like, what the fuck did you just say? You know, oh, like they're everyone. Love... They all look scarred, and it's great. It makes the game that much better.
I'm a huge fan of the film genre.
Yeah,
genre.
Eric,
what genre?
Yeah. Oh, okay,
the Yakuza, like
make sure
the
you're recording this
Japanese mafia yeah. movies, like yeah. I can't think of it. Beat Takashi is a yeah. director that does a ton of them. And I love all of his movies. And I think that's what kind of turned me on to the Yakuza game yeah. series.
Yeah.
It's just they are a little bit too much Shenmue. Or they have been sure. for me in the past. That's why I lose interest after like a third of the way in. It's like, okay. The setup and the like first couple cutscenes were awesome. And I'm like in that movie.
Yeah.
But then I kind of get bored like running errands. But I'm excited always yeah. to try the new next one.
What makes them fun for me is they really embrace gonzo shit in Japan. So yeah, yeah they'll tell you to run errands because
there's a mouse in here.
No,
yeah.
Crazy. Oh my god, right there. There's a mouse.
Are you fucking serious?
There's a cute little mouse in
mouse.
Here.
How did that get in here?
I don't know.
Is you a man or a mouse?
Well, that's not a mouse, Garrett.
I know. I didn't see a mouse.
So are we gonna continue?
Yes, keep going.
Mario doesn't want it here.
Well, it's here. I can't get it
anyways,
out.
You were saying?
Why is it that both times you had a mouse, your feet go back up on the chair?
Because I don't want it on my feet.
It's not gonna go
on your feet. It's over
believe
there.
Me, it's as scared of you.
Eric, can I answer the question?
Yeah, hey, you know what? Go ahead.
Do you remember in cartoons when a mouse runs through the kitchen, everybody jumps up on a chair? That's what you're supposed to do.
Everybody does.
Everybody.
Yeah. He's back here.
Can you trap him? Get him.
Don't
trap him.
Well, just set him free. I'm not saying kill him.
Oh, he ran
away. He's behind
Garrett. The office.
Mousey64.
Is he behind him?
Garrett, it went behind you, Garrett.
He went on to the other set. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There's a mouse in the studio, so that's probably going
to
be the end of any
catch
compelling conversation.
You rat.
No, Rocco should definitely be able to put this out of his mind for the rest of the show.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll get a lot done at the office this week.
You're not going to be distracted for the rest of the show.
You say, oh, they're scared of you, whatever. Yeah. I literally remember editing a video at my desk, and Derek was sitting there, not
me.
Yeah. And it was at his literal feet.
Yeah, it was not running from him. It didn't do anything. It's
He didn't know
rodents
I was there.
At my feet will not could or does not motivate me to stay here in any capacity.
Are you a man or is you a mouse?
First of all, alright, they're cute and they are scared of you.
You have big ears. You have big ears, right?
One, you like Disney. Mickey Mouse, hello.
Oh,
Rocco, why are you running from me?
Just call that. Just call that little mouse Steamboat Willie. He's your friend now.
Yeah, you know mice don't. But when I see a cockroach, I was like, I go, oh, like I can handle it, but like it is scary.
Or like a rat.
What? A rat, whatever. But like I was peeing in the bathroom like a year ago. All of a sudden, a cockroach ran like out from the toilet, and that like, oh my god, like, just, like
no, we don't
got that noise out of me, you know. No. But the mice,
we don't have roaches.
Anyways,
don't,
Rocco,
he's lying.
You
we
were
going
to finish up your Yakuza Zero comment.
Yeah,
he has nothing else to say. Oh my gosh! I wish we could have a mouse in here every week.
We still got 20 minutes at least of the podcast.
No, we got a lot more to talk about.
Damn!
I was just wondering if you had anything else to say about Yakuza Zero.
Is there any way I can add mouse to the agenda? I don't think I can.
Anything else you had to say about Yakuza Zero? That's basically it. Yeah. It's the best Yakuza ever. If you've never played it before.
No, I was just going to say it embraces the weird shit. So, like, I hate stuff with fetch quests. I don't like that either.
Oh, yeah.
But these games are good at, there's so many weird things along the way. I did a karaoke. I just went to a karaoke bar and sang, and it became like, it explodes into this weird, like, cutscene of, like, him at a rock concert. It's almost like in his mind.
Oh, wow.
And they like the games are dead serious, but have this weird quirky sense of humor while still taking itself seriously.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that there's something bizarre every time.
They play similar to like the dialogue of Deadly Premonition.
Yeah.
It's that
where it's so stupid but it takes itself seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I love.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway. That's why I really enjoy
I'm excited to get to that once Resident Evil's cleared.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
I might try it. If this one's a prequel to all of them, maybe I'll check it out. What were you going
to
say?
I was thinking, I came here early today to play Resident Evil because I have it. At this point, I'm so far in on the game in Rocco's PS4 here that it's kind of like, I don't want to start all over again from my house.
Where are you? What are you doing in the game?
I did the first boss battle. I'm still in the first house, though, I think. So I don't know. I'm honestly, I'm like 4 hours in, but I'm terrible at this game. So, like, you can see when you watch Friend Dimension, that's, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. but I don't know. Like, I just can't see myself going home and playing that. But what was I going to say? I forget what I was going to say. Oh, I was watching Royal Rumble with Eric instead. I didn't know that was on. So, but yeah, Resident Evil 7. That mouse fucked me all up. I'm sorry. Rocco's so scared. I'm distracted by Rocco's feet and all the floor. I'm just all fucked up.
I think everyone's lost on you mumbling through, I watched Royal Rumble with Eric instead.
Well, I got here early.
I don't know what the fuck he's
doing. I watched Royal Rumble without Eric instead.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Did you drink?
I did drink a lot today.
That mouse just...
I did.
That mouse fucked all our brains
fucked
up.
It up.
Hey, you know what I need to clear out my... I wish I had some.
Save us.
Some fucking Kickapoo.
That's
if
what I
mean. I had that
That's
right good. Now...
Do we have one in the
I would pour a Kickapoo in a circle.
And the mouse would...
A sacred circle because Kickapoo is so magical. It repels all demons, all unwanted entities, and
unknowns.
It makes you healthy. So if the mouse came into the circle, I would be strong enough to fucking destroy
it. It's true.
I don't have any because I haven't gone to drinkkickapoo.com. Or beverages and more, but you should do that at home. Check it out for yourself. Obviously, you know we love Kickapoo around here. We put Kickapoo on the map. I mean, what?
I'm just saying, when I'm checking their Twitter, they retweet so many Mix64 fans who are like, hey, shout out Mix64 and Kickapoo, my first Kickapoo ever. Thanks, shout out boys. You know, like,
we're tight
all
with
the time,
Kickapoo.
And we got
all
thirsty
the time
fans.
They retweeting that shit.
Kickapoo's tight with us.
People love us.
They came out to game days. They were super cool. They're a cool company. So if you still haven't checked out Kickapoo, just try one. Try one Kickapoo. What's it going to hurt you?
Yeah.
Drinkkickapoo.com. Check it out.
You going to get hurt?
What's
wrong with you?
Not all. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you? Kickapoo is available on Amazon as well. Hey, if you are on Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every month. We here at Mega 64 would love to have your free Twitch subscription signed up with us. Why? Because you get all these emojis, you get the stocks are down, images to put in the chat. Our whole Twitch stream becomes ad-free for you, and frankly, it's free. It's just sitting there already. All those features are already available to you. All you gotta do is go click the proper buttons, do yourself a favor, sign up for our Twitch through your Amazon Prime.
Right.
You're gonna enjoy it. It's just sitting there. You haven't used it. Go ahead and use it. And exactly. Also, in case you haven't noticed, this is the sponsorship section of our podcast.
Mm.
You can sponsor us directly. Go to shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
Get a shirt. Get a hat.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Get a poster.
On sale.
We had pre-orders last week for some new merchandise. How did all that go?
Pre-orders for our new shirt that we had.
The simulated space shirt. And the experiment sweatshirt.
Experiment sweatshirts. Those are closed now.
Right.
The pre-orders are closed. And yeah, it was great. This was kind of an experiment because we tried that at Black Friday because we frankly just didn't have enough for what
it's the only option now.
And it was the only option at that point. But for this, it's like, well, let's see if everyone can get what happens when everyone can get the shirt that they want,
right.
You know, in the size that they want. So we did pre-orders and that went well. We hope to have maybe a small amount available later. Hopefully when those are finally done being printed, but we'll see. Yeah. We'll update everyone on that.
The pre-orders went well.
We have to kind of gauge that.
Friday, I feel like there was a lot of moms who didn't understand what the pre-order thing meant. Like we said, like, you're not going to get it before Christmas. And there's so many people who are upset with me for not getting it.
Mom's got so much on their plate with all that, laundry and all the fucking vacuuming they got to fucking do.
Dude, one of my favorite genres, but one of the biggest pains in the ass.
Mom porn.
Well,
what?
He knows.
Okay.
Garrett loves genre.
Yeah.
Genres.
And you want to talk about the best genre with the most pains in the ass?
Yeah.
Mom porn.
Mom porn.
But anyways, we are talking Mega 64 sponsors. Go to shop.mega64, pick yourself up a shirt, and man, I just want to reiterate, if you have Amazon Prime, subscribe to us with Twitch. There's so much good stuff for you that is free for you. You should get it for yourself. Go get it.
Yeah,
that's all.
Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a fucking favor. Why not?
I love that.
Frank and Kevin, as we said, are at PAX South, and they wanted to say thank you to everybody who visited them, because they had a great time.
I have a question for you. I don't know if you know this, but did the Hacks 2.0 poster go over well?
Have any law enforcement officials, cybersecurity
come get them?
Yeah.
Haven't even talked to them.
Oh no. Maybe they were arrested.
No taps on the shoulder.
They might be in Guantanamo right now being waterboarded. According to the directive of the new president, President Trump.
He's into that?
They're doing hacks? They're doing cyber?
They're cybering and they're fucking everything up.
Fuck.
Did you hear President Trump did something good today?
I did not hear that.
I've never heard him do anything good.
Ah, just kidding.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Anyways, what else?
It's like I was dreaming.
2017. It's a new year.
Mm.
I have a goal for 2017. I'm going to hijack the podcast for a second.
What?
It's just going to be personal.
Like the mouse.
Personal goal. I'm the podcast mouse. I'm taking over. It's my show now.
Are you a man or a fucking mouse?
Rocco's not smiling at that bit.
Yeah, Rocco. Nice to see you here.
I mean,
put your feet up.
When we had the mouse thing happen, it was like 2012.
Yeah.
Like, that derailed shit. I won't fucking work here.
We're going to put some traps down.
Am I crazy for not wanting to work for their mice?
Hey, there was a mice here like 4 months ago. Me and Kevin got rid of it without ever telling you.
Yeah.
So,
listen. I'm sure there's one off, so that's why it's not that big of a deal.
We're going to call the guys.
2012 was bad.
We're going to find that rat fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna silence her.
I heard you guys was making videos in here. Hey. Not on my watch.
No rats in this crew. Understand? We'll take care of it.
I hope nobody left any cheese underneath the dirty desk in the corner.
The fucking emotes.
All right. Well, anyways.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's 2017. It's January. It's a new year. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to take Mega 64 to the next level, personally.
Yeah. You know,
nobody's help.
What level is that?
I'm trying.
Nobody's help.
I am my
strictly, strictly you.
Mouse comes in here and suddenly everybody's abandoning me. I want to hit 1 million subs this year on YouTube.
Oh,
and you
shit.
Know what? Wow. I don't know how we're going to do it. But seriously, I want to have a real moment here. And I just want to put that out there so that everybody knows.
What are we at?
Everybody knows the roadmap that we're on for YouTube, for our YouTube channel.
We're a little under 400,000.
We are so close to 400,000 subscribers. which is really close to 500,000 subscribers. And I feel like if we have 400,000 subscribers, why not just have 1 million? Okay. 400,000 people. 400,000 people say our videos are good. That's enough people for me to say our videos are good. And if 400,000 people have them, have subscribed to our channel, why not 1 million? If everybody out there who's subscribed to our channel knows one like-minded person and they could share Mega 64 with that person,
like that
we'd
logic.
Be at 800,000.
Not bad.
And I bet all those people have two like-minded friends out there who would love Mega 64. And you know what? We've been around for long enough. We're the funniest people out here. We have some of the best videos. 400,000 people Street out there team. Already like our channel. We're taking it to 1 million this year. You're going to see.
Yeah.
And I want everybody out there, all the internet soldiers, this is our new mission.
Boots
okay?
on the ground.
Oh, that's
I
right.
feel like fists in the faces.
It's a big goal. Like, honestly, that's a pretty...
Maybe we won't even make it.
Maybe we won't. But I think putting it out there in the universe...
I like
only good stuff.
And you know what?
Positivity.
I think we should... It's 2017. Like I said, it's January. We have a whole year to see how close we get to our goal. I want to start putting more... I want to see us put more videos out. I think this is the year where... I don't know. Mega 64? Maybe we'll get a TV show this year. I don't know. I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling excited. We're going to have our movie come out
right
this summer.
That's true.
Version 4 is going to be a movie. We're going to do our first feature-length film this year. We're going to have our first television show this year. And we're going to hit 1 million subscribers. Mark my words, everybody. It's going to happen. And you're going to watch. You're going to see it. You're going to be part of the journey. And I'm excited. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. All right.
Hey, respect. I'm waiting, man. Respect.
A million subscribers.
There's nothing wrong with having a goal.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a perfect time to launch this. It's January. It's the
yeah.
beginning
January,
of the year.
New Year's resolution. Mega 64 hits 1 million subscribers.
Let's do it.
This year. I'm feeling it. I'm fucking feeling it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. We're doing the podcast.
Who should we, people are saying collaborate. Who should we collaborate with?
You know, we've already collaborated with the Fine Brothers. We could collaborate with somebody even better.
What's Ray William Johnson up to?
Yeah, Ray William, you know what, Eric? I actually looked into that.
I saw some photos of him recently.
Ray William Johnson, it baffles me.
Takes a lot of selfies.
Ray William Johnson has essentially left YouTube.
Oh.
He's like really not
that's
on there.
Weird, because he was number one.
Well,
he
left.
That's not weird. That's nuts.
Now, does he still have other people do his bit for him?
So this is what. Okay, so he's really yeah. For the past couple of years, he had other people hosting his thing.
Right.
Equals and three. The views are just nothing anymore. So for the past like 7 months,
it's like
nothing.
A little emaciated kid that did it.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
It's like, for like Ray one William episode. Johnson left, and there's a fucking Casper the Friendly Ghost. Standing in his comic book background, trying to make the same dumb
weird.
Jokes. Even 12-year-olds that watched that were like, "Who the fuck is this?"
That was
asshole?
Really weird. And so then that didn't work. So he had like his comedian friends do it, and it just went away. It's gone.
Okay,
but now he's like not on Twitter. He posted like, "Yeah, I'm not really on here."
He's
anymore.
Left the internet.
Now he's
so
done.
Where is he? And
maybe he
it
grew
looks
up.
Like he's only posting on Instagram. And he posts like sketches on there and stuff.
That's weird.
But how do you like do that as a
maybe
like is
just,
that his job?
Maybe he just made like, his money and
pure
art
maybe.
Now. Shit.
Maybe.
Maybe
he's going full LaBoo.
Well, in the vacuum of Ray William Johnson leaving YouTube, his subscribers need something to watch.
Yeah. Hey, dude,
subscribe to us.
That's right.
And you know what? Before we move off this, all I want to say is we have so many good videos. On our channel, we have like over 600 videos.
Backlog.
Maybe not quite that, but definitely over 500 videos. Over 10 years of backlog videos. There's so many people out there who have never seen Mega 64. When they do discover us, that's going to be their fucking week.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
going through all our old shit.
And then there's a certain percentage of those that become hardcore, hooked like on heroin, Mega 64 internet soldiers,
that's
and
right.
They
uh-huh.
find
yeah, no, he's right.
they find the personal channels.
That's, now that's
then
something.
There's their whole month gone,
and then it goes. I mean, it's great being
the
a Mega 64
hole,
fan.
It goes deep.
Honestly, it's fun being a Mega 64 fan. If I wasn't in Mega 64, I'd be a fan of Mega 64 because
thanks.
Yeah, no, but we make an effort to do more than just video. We got the cool shirts that we do. We put on game days. I feel like we got a lot of extra stuff to like sink your teeth into.
We kind of are the kings of all media. We cover game streaming.
Once Howard Stern dies, we will take the throne. Right. Kings of all media.
Mm-hmm. Well, so yeah, that's why I asked though, like, who should we collaborate with? Because people are always like, you should collaborate with more
Howard Stern. People.
Well, who should we collaborate with? Because in my opinion, collaborate, this is just my two cents here. Collaboration videos are the easiest thing to do with Mega 64 because we get a list together of who we want to collaborate with. And we basically wait 6 months and then they do some like career ending shit and we don't have to do them.
Yeah.
So they're really easy to execute. So nice. People out there, who should we work with? Let us know. And then we'll wait 6 months and see if,
you know what?
If they're still around.
Seriously though, seriously, all joking aside, let us know. Email us, podcast question of the week. We are on a mission to hit 1 million subscribers in 2017. What do you think we should do to hit that goal? Who should we work with? Don't suggest videos we should make. We're going to throw those in the garbage. We'll handle that.
Yeah, leave it to the experts.
Yeah, but let us know. Who do you like on YouTube that you would like to see us in a video with? Who do you think we would... Who would we mash up well with? I don't know. I don't fucking know. You got to let us
know. A lot of people say an H3, H3. That stands for he.
I see.
You're the soldiers out there. We're the captains. We're opening it up. You get the dialogue started. We want to hear from the troops.
I saw Lights Camera Jackson. Is she still doing song parodies? What's she up to?
Yeah, what's she up to, Rocco?
I don't know. That one, I don't know.
I think she got preggers.
Yeah. Oh,
sadly.
Fuck.
Sadly.
That is sad. It's a sadness.
She's a mom now. Life is over.
But that's a hot genre.
It's a hot genre, as we said earlier.
Wait, is she a mom or a stepmom? Man. There's a difference.
She has a new video called What's in My Diaper Bag? And yeah, she's a mom.
Fuck. That doesn't sound like a video.
That sounds like a fun video to watch.
Her Twitter profile says, YouTube obsessed LA actress. Yep, wow. Obsessed.
Yeah, you're not acting in much.
Hey, you know what?
What's in my diaper bag?
The best, when a lot of these YouTubers have a kid, it's great because they always say like, yeah, but I'm going to keep doing my thing. But it always ends with, that sentence always ends, I'm going to keep doing my thing, but I will say, look at this. And it's just like a photo. Like,
of their kid, yeah.
And then the next video is about, like, I wiped my kid's ass. And it's like, oh, yeah,
well,
you didn't.
If you want to be real here, I go to Rocco all the time and say, is this a funny video or a dad video? And I show a video of my kids being like, is this good enough for YouTube or not? And he's honest with me, thank God. He's like, hey, you know what? That's funny, but that's more of a dad video.
Hey, everybody. Put it up. Everybody writing stuff in the chat, email us, because we're not going to read the chat right now.
If you're going to be real, I'll be real and say, it's probably better she's raising a kid than trying to do whatever that YouTube channel she was trying to do was.
That's true.
So raise that kid.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, focus
well, if that kid turns
smiling,
out,
baby.
If that kid is reared any similar pattern in the way that YouTube channel is reared, unsub that kid.
I think it is a woman's right to unsub her child.
fuck anybody who tries to take that right away.
Yeah.
Hey, we will keep you updated on our goal. We will keep you updated on our goal throughout the year. We're gonna fucking
Let's
hit
it.
We're gonna hit 1 million subscribers. I'm gonna let you. We're gonna keep you updated on our progress. Let us know. Why? What's so... You're losing it. Let us know who to collab with. We're on a mission. We're going to make it happen.
If you get sick of hearing about our updates, then just get us to 1 million already so we'll shut up about it.
What's gross... Okay, if you're in a conversation with two different people and a woman says to you, like, I'm pregnant, but I think I'm going to unsub my child. Like, what did you just say? Ew. But then
get
a guy,
him out of my
but
feed.
Then that's on one side of the room. Then the other side of the room, a guy tells you that when he proposed to his wife, the first thing he said when she said yes was, "I win the internet."
That's way worse.
Which one's worse?
Unsub my child is funny.
We've been in the room for one of those.
Yeah.
I
win the internet.
There was a video going around fucking Facebook of the bride sometimes has a first look where the husband isn't facing them.
Yeah.
Turns around to the bride in the dress.
I saw that.
Yeah, and he turned around and she was in the T-Rex costume.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm just going to go home. Like, you're wasting my time.
I like it.
I don't want to fucking marry you. Goodbye.
You're
sorry.
No fun.
You know, you know what I would say to that if I was that husband?
Oh, good answer.
That's good.
Good answer.
That was a good answer.
Hey, you got to do it to him.
Yeah.
That's a good one. get him back.
I've gone around the world. I love the dab. I fucking love it. In the same way I love using the word hipster, unironically, because it's an instant trigger that makes other people angry, and they don't even know why they're angry. When anybody dabs, everybody in the room is just, oh, fuck! Damn it!
Because everyone hates millennials.
Everybody hates the dab, but yeah. Nobody can explain why. That's the kind of thing I gravitate because
right,
that,
true.
That's power. Yeah. That's like a magical spell. Like, wow, there's something that I can do that will just enrage you for no, then I'm going
to
do it.
I used to start saying,
you like pushing buttons.
The term sick, I used to say ironically all the time because I hated people saying that. And now it's just slowly seeped into my actual vocabulary.
Oh, I just used to say sick because all the kids at school said sick and my mom hated.
Well, see, that
why do you say sick?
It's the same mentality. It's the same
thing, though. Like,
you say it because it's like, mom, you're getting worked up over nothing.
What? I did a sick trick on my sick skateboard.
That's right.
That's pretty sick.
It was
we wanted to do a sick new segment tonight.
Oh, sick.
Might as well. I think time has come.
Yeah.
This is a new segment called Mega 64 Return Fire.
All on a beautiful morning. All on a
fuck. See, now you've seen that segment intro.
Thank you, sir, for your hospitality.
Derek did the podcast intro. I did that intro. So who's the cooler editor?
Rocco works a little bit harder.
Email podcast at mega64.com.
One of the editors is a little cooler than the other.
So, we've been doing this podcast for a long time. We put it up on YouTube. We get a lot of wonderful comments on YouTube. Why not open up a dialogue? You know, people shoot off a YouTube comment and then they just vanish.
Yeah.
Let's open up a dialogue.
Anonymously.
We're going to read a couple of YouTube comments and we're just going to react to them. Not even to be funny. We're just going to have a discussion.
Okay.
Like, you know, like a good country star once said.
They let the conversation begin.
Ooh. am I reading these two or would you like to read them?
We'll read them.
Okay. Here's the first.
Or you can read them. It doesn't matter. Me. I can read that.
Sean, that might stink.
Yeah, I can read that.
Go
so first comment is from Michael Chen says, this one's for Garrett. I miss the old days when Garrett did nothing but jerk off. Now he's banging. He's changed. Last week, Garrett, you had a lot of stories about how you're having sex.
Yeah, before Michael, it was all jerk off stories.
The fans, they Michael. Feel like you need to go back to masturbating more and maybe perhaps have less sex in your
little
life.
Little do they know that I've been banging since back in the day, the whole time. Banger from way back. Maybe I just didn't talk about it.
As a banger from way back.
And that doesn't mean I'm jerking off less. I'm still jerking off the same amount.
Yeah,
I just incorporate them both.
Nice.
I have like this kind of like peak performance mode where they both are even.
Right.
If there's a little more sex.
That's your peak performance, huh?
Yeah, if there's a little more sex going on this week, there's got to be some jacking to match.
All right.
And then if there's less sex, then maybe a little less. I'm not as horned up.
So he keeps it even.
You keep it all level. Awesome. It's all level.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My baby's all level.
Yeah,
a high tide raises all ships.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought this all up then. There you go. That's pretty good.
High tides raises all ships. He knows.
It's a good comparison.
Me and Rocco, we have deep conversations about this stuff. We know how to keep.
Why don't you invite me?
About you know.
Hey, we have a lot of sessions.
Hey, next time you just call me and just let me just talk.
Keeping the levels
Sean's
drained.
Chime in your two cents
in my conversation.
So just if Garrett's not talking about jerking off, doesn't mean it's not happening. Okay?
Yeah,
it's
always happening. Good to know.
I think you just should assume that about any man you've talked to.
Thank you. All right, what's the next comment? This is good. All right, return fire. Off to a good start.
All right.
Okay, return fire. Next comment.
From Hat Hands. It said, Derek comparing Skyrim to Final Fantasy... Kill me.
Ouch.
Wow. All right, I just wanted to clarify. Last week, Rocco brought up the discussion of Final Fantasy. He said he was a little bit disappointed with it. And the way he was talking about it made it seem like perhaps Final Fantasy had focused more on the world and the little details and a little bit less on storytelling, all right? And I had foolishly made a comment like maybe they should have done it more like Skyrim, and I didn't really elaborate on that. And all I was saying is that, you know what? I feel like the story in Skyrim was done in such a way where it kind of was a very compelling main story, and then along the way were these little, also equally compelling side stories. So you never ran out of like avenues to go down.
But you're saying it was a story that was conducive to why you were exploring the open world.
Exactly.
It's not like, you know, when you said a good story, I think people took it as like, you only like the game for the story. I don't think anybody feels that way about Skyrim. It's just that its story was conducive to why you're exploring it. It gave a reason to lead you down.
Almost not. Yeah, I think maybe it sounded like I was praising the story in Skyrim. Like, wow, now that's a good story. And it wasn't so much that, but just the way they used their story in their open world made the open world seem very alive and like there was a lot to explore.
Yeah,
and you never kind of ran out of... Like, every corner of that open world seemed very rich, because you knew there was going to be a lot to bite off there. And,
I know you're saying.
And maybe Grand Theft Auto 5 would be a better example, because I feel like they did it well in that game, too. Those are two open world games that implemented a story very well to keep you kind of going and exploring everything.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. That's two.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
What's the next comment? 100% agree with Garrett and Derek on urinals. I don't know why, but if I'm trying to go in a urinal, I could stand there all day, and it just doesn't come out.
I feel you, brother.
We're not alone. You know what?
Congratulations, Nitro Rad is with you.
That, yeah.
Hey, we're not happy about this affliction. It's just, we got to deal with it, Eric.
I'm glad to learn that we're not alone.
We're
and
talking
maybe,
right, about it.
Maybe
we're
we
feeling...
need to reconsider the urinal situation.
You know, and I was at work taking a piss in the urinal last week, and I was thinking about the conversation. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. And I was thinking about the conversation we had, and it was like, you know, I'm glad it's kind of a slow day and not a lot of people around. I don't hear anyone coming. I'm comfortable right now. And I was able to just kind of concentrate and go.
I was really happy to hear there's a lot of people out there.
I will say, I can pee at urinal, no problem. But I really prefer it if there's those little walls on the urinal.
Oh, absolutely.
That to me is night and day.
That
no pecker checking.
Like,
I agree.
You know, like, I don't really care either way, but I would much rather have this.
Yeah.
Next comment.
Next comment.
Black Bile Cat said, I am so tired of these guys acting like they are so cool. I bet you've never seen a girl naked.
Oh my God.
He knows.
He's right.
He fucking got us.
We have. Let's all go around and confirm.
Yeah.
That is
you know what?
What?
What if we look at a photo of a naked girl in our phones
right now?
Right now?
All right. Okay.
Do you guys have your phones on you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, get your phones out.
All right.
Go to your camera roll. And go to that one folder, you know,
I'm going to have to go to Google.
Oh, you got... Yours are online? You got docs?
And mine are in the cloud.
Hold on. I'm Googling naked girl right now.
Hold on, let's see.
Hold on, guys. Live. I want to prove this fucking guy wrong.
Are we going to get banned from Twitch?
I'm tired of this shit.
I'm not showing
anything. I'm looking right now.
I'm literally on nakedgirls.com.
Sean, don't look at my phone.
I'm not looking at your screen, man.
Don't look at mine. I'm zooming in on...
All right, my phone froze. I don't know if this is an up and up website.
All right.
I got redirected to a different website. I'm not going to list the name because
nakedgirls.com. That should be a straight shooter website. I don't know why it would have given you any problems.
Look at that. Can we all confirm?
I got it. You don't store them?
Naked girls.
Oh, these are in my text. This is a. Hold on.
All right. I'm going to have to.
Mine's updating. My phone is currently updating.
And
so,
I have officially seen him, and I'm closing the window.
Oh, wow.
Damn it. I still haven't seen him because my verifying.
Oh, yeah. I saw one.
Sorry.
Look at that one.
So now that guy needs to go delete that comment because we are officially cool.
Yep.
All right. Now we're cool. All
right. What else? We got a couple more?
I got to put this.
Yeah, we got a couple more. Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
We're firing back. You literally cannot run and gun in Resident Evil 4.
I think we called it that game was said it was more run and gun. You literally can't, but you get it.
I mean, when you're aiming,
you
can't
stop
move.
And fire, but you get what we mean.
But all the Resident Evils leading up to that one were so, like, slow. At the time, that was considered running it.
Yeah, tank controls versus what you were able to do in 4.
Yeah, sometimes we misspeak. You know, next run
one.
And gun is a term.
Right. Next one, yeah. Stop and pop.
Why don't you
fucks link the React video in your description? You talk about it, but won't even provide a direct link. Those nerds have multiple channels, and it's annoying trying to find the particular video. That's a comment about our React appearance
just
that we
search
did.
Search what we're talking about.
I
hey, we were on YouTubers React
to
Breadface. Okay, look that up. Takes 2 seconds.
You're right, man.
I think Brandon DiCamillo talks about that in the behind the scenes of Haggard. He's like, everyone wants to know, like, who's in it? Ooh, let's do the. You didn't do the credits. Yeah, you know what it is. Go look it up. You have all the names. Like, why are we doing credits? Yeah. I thought that was so funny.
Go look it up.
Like, go to the video store, look on the back.
I was going to say we provide a link, but I like your response also, better.
Rocco, put it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Yeah, we linked to it.
If you can't use Google, use Twitter.
That's the response. It's on Twitter, but also go look it up.
Last comment.
From the guy, 1991, I work at a theater. I never give a shit about when people bring anything in. I just get pissed when I have to clean up their shit when they don't throw any of it away.
That's a big question.
Because I am the kind of guy, I will never leave my trash there.
All right, I turned into that guy.
Let me say, I am the guy who treats the whole theater like a trash can.
Oh,
no.
You're a dick.
Thank you.
Fucking asshole.
You guys are rude as shit.
What happened?
I'm going to quote a brilliant man.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
Said, the price of movie theaters, I'm okay with. I can still afford it. And it's worth it to see a show. However, this high cost that I have paid, I have, in fact, bought the right to do this.
I agree.
No.
I feel like
that is part of the luxury of going to a movie theater. You get to see a movie on the big screen. Yeah. You have a concession stand to give you tons of food, and you don't have to get up to throw it in the garbage.
That used to be a thing.
You're passing the garbage on your way out of the movie theater anyways. Why not just take that?
Because it's already on the floor at that point. I'm done with my shit. The movie ends, and I'm going to crawl all over the floor and recollect everything I threw.
If it's as simple as a cup, if I'm still drinking from a cup, I'll bring that with me and I'll throw it away. If it's on me. But sometimes shit don't work out that way. Popcorn or whatever.
People in the chat are saying people have to clean that. Like,
yes.
You leave. Yeah, I know. It's called the fucking employees.
It gives a teenager
the movie
a job.
Theater.
That's a good thing.
The guy has a job to maintain the theater. I'm not the fucking employee.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I feel like people are going to drop popcorn, that kind of shit. That's what they should be cleaning up. Not like your trash that you could have cleaned up.
They have trash cans on wheels and brooms.
Right.
They have a whole system to clean the entire theater once the movie's done. I'm going to capitalize on that system.
Sometimes it does take longer, and I've been like delayed getting into a theater early to get a good seat because they were still cleaning. Yeah.
I'll wait.
I find it easy to just grab my shit now and walk it to the trash can on the exit.
I'm going to say 100%. I don't believe a word you just said. I don't believe you've ever been to a movie theater early ever in your fucking life. I really do not believe for a second.
Not lately.
I don't believe that you were kept out of a theater because they were cleaning it because you got there early. I do not believe
it. That hasn't happened in a while, but that has happened to me.
Don't believe
it. But back when I was a teenager, that was when I just left. I would eat sunflower seeds and just spit them onto the floor. Like sunflower.
I never did that.
Fucking mess.
Straight up. I think part of the luxury, part of the experience, part of what you're paying for at the theater is the privilege to trash the floor. Just throw your trash right on the floor.
Yeah, that was always the process, though. It's only in recent years that they would collect your things and put it in the trash can at the end.
They're getting
lazy.
They
didn't used to do that. They did not used to do that.
Yeah, because corporate America doesn't want to pay their employees and they want to put it on the working man. They want the average Joe to shoulder the work burden. Fuck that.
Think about how much cleaner the environment would be if people didn't dump their trash on the floor and they just put it in the bin at the end.
Explain how the environment is.
The environment in the theater.
You wouldn't have sticky floors.
You got more holes in your arguments than Swiss cheese, buddy.
I'm scared I'm scared about climate change. Turn the AC enough up.
Sticky floor stains on the fucking armrests
and all that shit. Somebody in the chat, too, I'm liking this. They made a facetious comment. They're like, ooh, I shit on the walls of a bathroom stall too. Hey, you know what? If I'm in a public bathroom stall and I accidentally shit on the wall, then I shit on the wall.
You're not clean it up?
You don't.
No, I'm not going to clean it up. Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to clean the sociopaths.
You made the mess. And it's their bathroom.
Yeah.
They're sociopaths.
They have a hired staff to clean it.
Exactly.
And it's your shit.
And it's their establishment.
Feces.
Dude,
you're blowing my mind,
dude. You're blowing my mind. I'm the guest. If somebody comes to my house and makes a mess, I clean it up because they're my guest.
But you shit on the wall.
And if I go to an establishment and I pay money,
wait, so if Sean goes to your house and he shits on the wall,
Yes, I will clean it up.
Sean was never hired to do that.
Honestly, Sean's my guest, and he came to my house, and he made an accident, and I'm like, oh, fuck you. You think you're leaving? Clean the shit up.
Okay, hang on. Are you going to be upset with him?
I may be upset with him, here's the thing. I may expect him to offer to help clean it up, but I'm not going to hold a gun to his head and say, like, you're not leaving my house alive until you clean this shit up, because he is a guest. And that's called hospitality.
That's it. I was just curious about that.
People keep running in the chat. Over? Never let Derek at your house. Never. None of this has anything to do with somebody's house.
I'm not saying I'm going to shit on your wall.
Mess up somebody's house.
I'm just saying.
Listen, I worked at Barnes & Noble. I had to clean up somebody else's feces.
Yeah.
I had to clean up human shit.
Chili's. I had to do that.
Exactly. That's what you do.
That's not my job, was to clean up shit. My job was to bust tables.
Then why did you do it?
Because the manager made me.
Then it was your job.
That was like,
despite what you think.
I felt like
I'm sorry, a human being
having to clean up someone's shit.
Yeah, you're in the wrong industry.
I felt,
get over yourself. Less of a human being.
I felt bad about myself because I had to clean up someone's shit.
Oh, sorry, Snowflake. Get over your privileged life.
Hey,
I don't know what to tell you.
That is people's jobs. I get like poor potty maintenance, that kind of stuff. I get it. I understand that, and I respect. Believe me, I respect that because I couldn't do it. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like if you were the one to make the mess, pick up your mess real quick and take care of it.
You think?
Look, if I'm at Chili's, I'm not equipped to clean up a shitty wall. But the people at Chili's are.
That's more what I'm talking about.
They have all the cleaning equipment.
If I'm in a Disneyland bathroom,
what am I supposed to do?
I don't have the tools to, like, handle this.
And that's their job.
At that point.
Sorry, it's an accident. I feel bad for you.
And I might honestly even, like, I know it's embarrassing, but I might even inform someone, hey, there's something, like, you need to tend to this, whatever.
But I don't have the tools
to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. What am I going to do with
the tissue paper?
I'm like, what am I going to do?
I'm not saying I purposely shit on walls. I'm just saying.
No, if an accident happened,
I'm not going to be held responsible for it.
When I see a parent with his kids and the kid accidentally pisses all over the place, I don't look at the dad like, fucking mop this up. Like, you need to contact somebody, and then they'll
perfect. Perfect. When a kid does it, perfect example.
I guess this is a weird example.
I've had one of my kids have an accident or a problem in the bathroom, and I've cleaned it up because I feel like that's
well,
the right
you're
thing
going
to do.
Beyond the you call
got
of duty.
The kid.
You're going above and beyond. And
I don't think any of us have ever had a public accident where we needed to clean up.
Not in a while.
Exactly.
That was hypothetical.
Yeah.
It could happen.
A bad example.
It could happen. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you got food poisoning suddenly and you're out in public.
I mean, it is a Chili's.
So
you might be right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure it is. Exactly.
Definitely he is, man. They grill like no place else.
Hey, it is America. I'll shit on any wall that I want, and I dare you to try to make me clean it up.
Oh, I got a wall you can shit
there
on.
There we go. So, that concludes our new segment. Return.
Right. Well, I was glad that got brought up because that was, I knew it was going to be a discussion.
Yeah, it was good.
That's a hell of a discussion. Mm,
cool.
Man.
What? Are we doing good on time?
No.
You saw La La Land.
Yeah. I did see La La Land.
What are your thoughts on that?
I really liked
it. What did you do with your candy wrapper during La La Land?
I think there's no way that doesn't win Best Picture. There's no way it doesn't win. And I don't think it necessarily was my favorite movie that I saw. I think The Rival was better. But L.A. loves L.A. And they're going to vote for that to win Best Picture. So.
I heard that it's just like one song is really good and that's about it.
I agree that one song, because it's kind of the theme of the whole movie. Is that
they kind
of
tell
song.
Me like there's one song that makes the whole movie, and without it, it's like the movie.
But
is
it's almost like,
this.
But it's almost kind of like the undercurrent of the whole movie.
It is.
Not, it's not right. Just like oh, that's one part.
Yeah,
and then
it's in the movie like five times. Like it's definitely like throughout the theme throughout.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought Emma Stone was awesome. Here's the thing though. I don't think they could really sing that well. But they kind of weren't going for that, I guess. I don't really sure.
Yeah, it just felt like they were. It
Talk
felt like
singing.
A real thing.
It did,
as
but
opposed to
it was weird because they chose it to be a musical, and then they didn't really care if the actress could sing, which I thought was weird.
Enduring.
It was weird, but I liked it. So
endearing.
Nice.
I think it was more. It had a vibe of like regular people's musical, kind of almost.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And I think maybe that's the balance they were trying to strike. Either way, they're both funny.
Yes, they are,
and that made it good. If it had been, because there was talk, originally it was supposed to be Emma Watson and some other dude that it wouldn't have given a shit at all. Yeah. Like, these two people are funny, and they made it fun to watch. It was good. I really liked it. It was maybe my favorite movie I saw of last year. I really liked it. There are things that affect me more so sometimes than other movies, and kind of bittersweet things that just twist that dagger of like, oh man, like it just made me it made me emotional. Mm. Anyway,
cool. Have you seen it?
No,
me neither. But maybe I'll check it out. I like old musicals.
Yeah, and they did that. I mean, there's a couple of shots where it's like, oh, this is exactly what they would do in like a 50s musical.
Maybe I'd like the homage then.
Yeah, it was an homage.
I feel like if it's on an airplane, I'll watch it. But
that I would never recommend the movie for you.
I'm looking forward to the new Resident Evil in theaters. So.
Final chapter.
Yeah,
you sad?
I'm not sad. but I'll go see what Mila and her husband have in store. I didn't get a chance to see it this weekend, but that'll be the next time.
It went out with a whimper because it bombed.
Oh yeah, well, dude, the last three, and I think, bombed.
But they said though that even if this makes a little bit more, it'll cross a billion. They like altogether they made $1 billion.
They make them cheap, and they like I think they pushed the audience in like China and stuff with these movies huge. So I mean, who knows? Yeah. They're video game movies. They're never the best. I rewatched what I think is probably the best video game movie a while ago. Like last week, I watched the first Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. Or I guess they only made one Silent Hill movie.
Did it hold up?
I like that one. Yeah, it held up, I think. Mm. It took its own original story and kind of mixed like what the first two games did.
I never realized, it just occurred to me when I was reading about this newest Resident Evil.
Yeah.
I didn't know that director did the first Mortal Kombat. I did not know that.
He's
that's
pretty
the
much
one movie
done
people,
just
people,
video game movies.
Yeah, people still tell me, like, Mortal Kombat is still the best video game movie. I did not know that was the same guy.
Huh. Wait, he directed what? Same guy as what?
His name's Paul Anderson,
Silent
right?
Hill, right?
Yeah, yeah. No. Resident Evil. The Resident Evil director did Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I see.
Paul Anderson.
Right? The first Mortal Kombat movie is my favorite Mortal video Kombat? Game movie.
I guess so.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I love that movie. I mean, that's probably a nostalgia thing where I loved it when I was a kid. I don't know how really good it is.
And he's married to Mila Jovovich, and they've been making every one of these Resident Evil movies together.
Interesting.
But I don't know if he does shit in between those.
Oh, he does.
I think he did. There were a couple he didn't direct. I didn't know that.
Didn't he direct Alien Res or
Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah, Alien vs. Predator, yeah.
He did Event Horizon. That's
yes.
a really good movie. That's
and that's
movie.
One Horizon of my, is a that's movie. Why I like Event Horizon's.
That's
yeah,
his best movie.
That's way
it's like Castlevania in space. It's very video gamey.
It's a great movie.
I didn't know there were a couple until I read this article. There were a couple Resident Evil movies he skipped. He did not direct.
Oh, he didn't.
There are a couple, and when I can't remember the names of them. When he said it was like, oh yeah, because those did look different. There were different attempts being made in these than what he normally does. But he did this final movie. But in between there, he did do other movies that I don't think anyone
cared,
heard about or cared. But I guess next he is... Yeah, it's funny. He's like, I'm doing... They're like, what's next for you? He's like, well, I've done like 80 of these, so I'm doing like a romantic comedy. Cool. That'll probably be under the radar. And then I'm looking at Monster Hunter. So
Jesus.
Just fucking continues.
Okay, all right.
Nice. Well, we'll look forward to that being a piece of steaming shit.
Yep. Yep. Huey Bowl type garbage.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's podcast, everybody. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for
watching. What should we end on? What should everybody take away from this podcast?
No. I don't got it. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's okay to leave your trash in the theater.
And I don't know.
No,
we don't
agree.
We're
split. It's okay to shit on the walls of Chili's.
No, we're not.
Shit on all these walls.
No, it's not okay.
And make them deal with it.
No, it's not.
And if you're at Toys R Us, piss in the aisle.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Tell
what
Chili's.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Good night, everyone.